Look at the small map of the Iberian Peninsula divided by a green line. The area of Catalonia that you can see above the green line was occupied by the Arabs for a short time, just 70 years in the case of Girona, for instance. Below the green line is the area of Catalonia that was part of Muslim Iberia for four centuries. It is precisely this territory that our museum focuses on. Muslim Iberia had a name, Al-Andalus, and its inhabitants were known as the Andalusi. The Andalusi history of Western Catalonia can be broadly divided into two periods. Up to the 10th century, the region depended politically on Córdoba, which was ruled by the Umayyad dynasty. Córdoba was the capital, first of an emirate with its religious center in Damascus, and later of a totally independent caliphate. In both cases, the administration center was much closer, in Saragossa. Saragossa, then Saracusta, became the capital of an area called the Upper March. This strip of land was the border, or rather a buffer zone, between Al-Andalus and the Christian county shown on the large map. The most important county for us today is the one shown in blue, the county of Urgell, because it would later expand southwards. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The upper march of Al-Andalus was divided into a number of districts. Lleida, called Lérida at the time, was the capital of one of them. In the 11th century, a new period of Andalusi history began, when Al-Andalus broke into various kingdoms known as taifas. The whole of the upper march became the taifa of Saragossa, which the taifa of Lleida would temporarily separate from. Make your way to the display cases on the left to find out how the story continues.